The Northern store in La Loche has reopened. The store was closed last week for a thorough cleaning and testing after one worker was positive for the novel coronavirus. Northern says on its Facebook page that it is open for curbside pickups and online orders. The closure was a concern in La Loche and surrounding areas, as Northern is one of only two grocery stores in the village. The Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations, the Meadow Lake Tribal Council, and the Métis Nation Saskatchewan say security checkpoints in the north have gone too far. Northern chiefs say several complaints are being made against security officers for unfair and disrespectful treatments. Canoe Lake Cree First Nation Chief Francis Iron says he was denied access through a checkpoint while driving to Flying Dust First Nation. Métis Nation Region 2 Representative Leonard Montgrand and Region 3 Representative Tex Bouvier have similar complaints. They say officers that have taken over the checkpoints are not taking Métis people and their unique circumstances living in isolated places into consideration. Premier Scott Moe says the situation is being looked at.
There is essential reasons why people would need to leave their community. But as those checkpoints are there to limit the spread of this virus, and they're there for a reason.
Yesterday, a public safety agency spokesperson said Northern concerns have been heard. Another major Northern event has been put on hold due to the pandemic. The La Ronge Elks Fair has been canceled for this year, according to a statement posted yesterday. The Post says the Elks were hoping to have the fair in September, but have now decided that that is not an option. Premier Scott Moe says House leaders have begun meeting to discuss the possibility of returning to the legislature. Opposition NDP leader Ryan Miley wants Moe to reconvene the legislature immediately. Miley says he wants the government to update its timeline for presenting a full budget. The Legislative Assembly was suspended on March 18th, the same day the government declared a state of emergency. A man serving a life sentence in Ontario and several human rights organizations have filed a lawsuit or filed a suit against the federal governments over the safety of inmates during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Sean Johnston, the Canadian Civil Liberties Association, the Canadian Prison Law Association, and other groups want the government to take proactive steps to ensure prisoners' safety, saying many inmates remain in cells with bunk beds. Their suit calls for the timely release of older inmates or those with underlying health conditions and claims prisoners aren't safe because the correctional service can't ensure proper physical distancing measures without reducing the prison population. More than 200 federal prisoners have tested positive for COVID-19. Two have died. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
A number of universities across the country say classes this fall will be offered mainly online. In recent days, McGill University, the University of British Columbia, and the University of Ottawa and others have laid out their plans. They involve using remote platforms, fewer courses or parts of courses taking place on campus. UBC says larger classes will be held online. Only a select number of smaller classes will be conducted in person in accordance with physical distancing and other guidelines. The federal government is giving seniors a tax-free top-up payment to help manage extra costs associated with COVID-19. Seniors Minister Deb Schultz says seniors who receive old age security and the guaranteed income supplement are eligible.
The Government of Canada will provide a one-time tax-free payment of $300 for seniors eligible for old age security and a further $200 for seniors eligible for the guaranteed income supplement.
Schultz says in all, the measure will provide payments to 6.7 million seniors. The federal government is looking at ways to get digital giants to pay for Canadian content. Officials are watching how other countries are trying to get companies like Facebook and Google to pay for copyrighted content. One estimate suggests 50 community newspapers have closed since the start of the pandemic. With a global decline in ad dollars, calls are growing louder for Canada to follow in the steps of Australia and France. Both of those countries have measures to help domestic media outlets, which say they're losing ad money to the international digital giants. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland says Canada and the U.S. are working on plans to deal with an increase in cross-border traffic. Freeland says traffic will increase as states and provinces begin to reopen businesses.
Even absent a single change in Canada's border restrictions, we will see more travel across the border. We'll see more Canadians choosing to go back and forth, and we'll see more business activity, which will mean more essential travel. And that does mean that the federal government will need to do even more at all of our borders to keep Canadians safe and well.
An agreement which has allowed essential workers and trade shipments to continue to move across the border is set to expire on May 21st.